Congress convenes for the first time tomorrow, a new Congress. Republicans hold the majority in the House and gain seats in the Senate. And we're going to talk this morning about what that means for economic policy. We're joined, as we often are, by David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. David, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve.
So do the Republicans in the House, controlling the House, know what they want to do when it comes to economic policy?
Well, they certainly do rhetorically. They're for smaller government, they're for cutting spending, they're against raising taxes, and they want to repeal the health care program that President Obama got through Congress last year. But at this point, they're long on symbolism and short on specifics. One of their first acts is a way of showing people that they got the message in November is they're going to cut the House budget itself, the money they spend on themselves, by 5%. They're talking about spending $100 billion less on domestic programs, but they haven't said exactly what they've cut. They're going to pass a bill next week, probably, that will repeal the Obama health care initiative. They know it won't get through the Senate, and they haven't said how they would propose to cut health care spending or maintain access for people who are uninsured or deal with aging or technology. So they know what they want. They just haven't been able to explain to us the specifics.
Well, it's interesting you say rhetorically they know what they want to do, because when they talk about cutting spending, aren't economists saying that government spending in the short term, not the long term, but in the short term has actually been helpful to the economy?
Well, that's true. Keynesian economists and those who work for the president think government spending has been an important part of offsetting the depressed private demand. They don't quite subscribe to that theory, and the kind of spending cuts they're talking about, they think are wasteful spending or spending that people don't want. They are taking their cue from the voters who said that, in their opinion, that government got too big.
So what are the likely earliest points of conflict here?
Well, there's going to be some fights over what's called rescissions, repealing spending that's already been approved by Congress, such as the $12 billion or so remaining of the original Obama stimulus. There is this need to keep the government going, to fund the government after March. The current authorization expires in March. And the Republicans say they want to cut $100 billion out of spending other than defense, veterans, and national security. That would mean a 20% cut in everything else. That seems pretty heroic. And finally, there's going to be a confrontation about raising the debt ceiling. It's now at $14.3 trillion. The government's likely to hit that level in March or April. Speaker Boehner says they're going to do it. They're not going to let a government default. But the question is, what conditions will Republicans put on that in order to make this must-pass legislation get through?
Oh, you say default because the government is in such a situation that it would need to borrow more to be continuing to pay its existing debts. That's the
situation. Exactly. Even if they cut spending now, they can't cut the deficit to zero. That means they'll be borrowing more, and they need authorization to do that.
We've talked about some of the points of conflict. I wonder if we get to an issue like free trade, is there an area where the administration and Congress, Republicans in Congress, might find common ground?
There might be. You know, there's a pending South Korea free trade agreement. There's likely to be opposition both from liberal Democrats and some populist Republicans. If it passes, it will only pass because President Obama and the leaders of the Republican Party in Congress find some of their members willing to vote for it. I suspect that won't be partisan. It'll be contentious, but it won't be a Republican versus Democrat thing.
David, thanks very much, as always.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here on Morning Edition.